Locker room chants continue here on 92.1 KMZA, talking Frankfurt basketball with girls head coach Brian Ebert, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, Tuesday night, a very difficult challenge with Valley Heights, as the Mustangs are able to prevail on your home floor, 42-37. This was a tight game from the jump. I don't think really either team had a lead more than 5 or 6 throughout the course of the game. It was close throughout. Both teams struggled to score in the first quarter, but things certainly picked up in the middle quarters. You know, ultimately, you take the first loss of the year. What were some things you learned about your team in that ball game on Tuesday?
Well, the same thing that we've had the last 4 games is we're going to play with a lot of heart and desire, kind of gut it out, grit it out type of mentality. And that's, you know, that's something that I preach. You may not be real good offensively every night, but you can always play good defense, and it doesn't take maybe a lot of talent to play good defense. And our girls have bought into that, and this is a really good group, and we're very young, but yet we have some talent and some ability, so it's exciting for us.
Valley Heights, number 3 in Class 2A, so obviously they are a very, very difficult challenge. And, you know, Emma Youngberg, who's arguably their best player, their leading scorer, she ended the night with 15 points. But I thought defensively you really made her work for those points, and at times made it very challenging for her to get those easy looks inside.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was our game plan, is put one in front of her, one behind her, and try to limit her touches, and then try to block her out. And that's probably where I would say she got probably about half of her points, is just by putbacks. We just don't have the size to match up with her or Maddie Vermitten. And, you know, we're kind of a little bit undersized team, but our girls are scrappy and they fight for it. So, you know, like I said, very proud of how well they competed, because this is a team that could have really put us away, you know, and not even have a chance. And we had a chance still with 2 minutes and some to go. So
Emma Hardwick had 13 points, led the way. She's been very good for you as a sophomore so far. How have you seen kind of her progress throughout the early portions of the season?
Well, I think she's filling that point guard role really well. She's quick, she's aggressive, she changes pace on her dribble, very headsy on defense. You know, I thought, you know, she played well last night. Hattie Gross is another sophomore that does a really good job for us. So, you know, those two are definitely leading that sophomore class. I thought Kayla Cornelison hit some big shot last night as a senior, which is what you expect from a senior. So, you know, we have the pieces. We may not have the height and maybe the girth inside as some teams, but we definitely have the heart.
Hattie Gross, as you mentioned, 9 points last night, and you mentioned Kayla as well. She had a big 3 late to keep it tight. She had double-figure scoring as well with 11. Now you get an opportunity to take a break. You get a few weeks off, obviously, before the start of the new year. You'll get Donovan West out the gate January 4th. But how do you plan on kind of utilizing this extra time and practices with your team to get geared up for that next portion of the season?
Well, not very many people know, but we ended up having a little outbreak of COVID on our team. I think 5 girls ended up with it. I ended up with it. So that first week of practice was a little rough, and even the second week was very sparing. So you know, we're trying to make up for lost time. I mean, some of them girls only had maybe 10 practices, and they're out there trying to play. Normally, before the first game, we try to have 15 practices. So we're behind that way, so we're going to try to make up a little ground here with practices, just working on skills and things like that, because that's something that we didn't get to work on, you know, like a lot of teams at the beginning.
Frankfurt girls basketball coach Brian Ebert joining us here, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Team took the first loss, but 4-1 to start the year, getting some time off now for the holidays and back to it January 4th against Donovan West. Coach, we appreciate the time. Have a great holiday season here and enjoy the next couple of weeks, and we will talk to you after the new year.
Okay, thank you very much.